May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 644. Watch, watch and be sober, ye children of God. Your wonderful lover has bought you with blood. Your husband and saviour, for you gave his life. Then be your behaviour, becoming his wife. Hymn 644.
Thank you. Let's read together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, the book of Daniel, chapter 10. The 10th chapter, the book of Daniel. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing, and had understanding of the vision. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh or wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Euphrates. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms as feet like in colour to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision. But a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone, and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me. Therefore my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground, and behold, an hand touch me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy word. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. And then I opened my mouth, and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. For how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remain no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me and said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee, be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Then said he, Knowest thou wherefore I am come unto thee? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scriptures of truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince. Now we read a few verses from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17 and the first 8 verses. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And when the disciple heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Here we will leave the reading of God's word. May he bless those portions to us and help us to pray. Kind, gracious, merciful Lord God, we do pray, dear Lord Jesus, thou wilt come and help us now, this evening hour, to worship thee in spirit and in truth. And dear Lord, we do pray there may be a holy, sacred, solemn awe upon our spirits. Very evident that there was a very sacred, solemn awe on thy disciples. And on thy servant Daniel. And we pray for the like this evening hour, that we may indeed see Jesus only. We pray then that thou graciously help us, Lord, as we attempt to worship thee once more here in this house of God, where thine honour dwelleth. We do seek then that thou wouldest draw near and nigh unto us. We pray that there may be, Lord, that blessed, gracious, divine revelation made known unto us, that we may hear thy voice, we may by faith see thy face, that we may behold the King and his beauty, we may see the land afar off. We ask then that thou wilt draw near and nigh unto us. We ask for great things. We've read of great, deep, profound things. Lord, we pray that thou wilt help us this evening hour to understand a little, dear Lord, of thy blessed word. Then do hear our prayer. Help us now. We do bow our heads before thee in confession of our sin and our iniquity. Evident that Daniel bowed before thee. As we read earlier in the book, how he prayed to thee, confessed. And we ask and pray thou help us to come and confess our sin and our iniquities. And thou wilt cover all our sins with the mantle of thy forgiving love. Oh, for that true godly sorrow, that true godly repentance, that repentance that needs not to be repented of. Why, we read it described to us in thy word, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Thy servant, the prophet, tells us, and to this man will I look, even to him. There's a broken heart and a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. Then, Lord, do graciously help us. And oh, we pray, one says somewhere in a hymn, if my heart be not broken, break and heal it, if it be. Lord, we know, Lord, we can look at others, oh, and we can see their sin and iniquity and their errors, and their faults and their failings. But dear Lord, do help us, as thy word exhorts us to. Turn thine eyes within, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. Oh, search me, O God, and try me, and know my heart. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. We do seek then that thou wouldest draw near and nigh unto us, and bless us abundantly with thy loving kindness, and thy goodness and mercy. Pray, draw near to us now, and be our helper. We do ask and pray thou remember, dear Lord, again this little cause of troth, and do bless them together. And do bind them together in love, unity, the bond, the peace, the gospel of Christ. Help them, dear Lord, to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Help them to pray for one another. Give them that grace, Lord, to esteem each other better than themselves. Lord, that may be each found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Oh, may there be, Lord, then that prayer that ascends unto thee from this house of God and from those that attend here in their private homes. Oh, that thy blessing might rest upon the services of thy house, and that thy name might be honored and glorified, and that thy word may be heard. Oh, Lord, and not just with the outward ear, but heard and received in the heart. Lord, that it may abide there, may do sinners good, may bring and draw sinners unto Christ, may awaken the dead into eternal life. Gracious Lord, do help us then to pray for them. Lord, do abundantly bless them and go on and be gracious. Pray for each and every one. We think, dear Lord, the little children, the young ones, Lord, that are brought here on thy day. We pray thou bless their souls. They've got an ever-dying soul, Lord, and they need to be prepared for heaven and for eternity, the same as us who are older. We each need that divine preparation. Lord, we do pray then that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel in the days of their youth, and that they may indeed be found amongst those that thy word describes, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. May there be amongst them, Lord, if not all of them, if it please thee, early seekers and early finders of the grace, love and mercy of our dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Lord, do keep and preserve them from the many evils that abound in this our day, and help them to be found looking unto Jesus. Help them to commit their way into thy hand. Trust also in thee, thou bring it to pass. There are parents here, Lord. We pray for them that thou help them to bring up the children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Those older ones, their grandparents, some of them, Lord, pray thou be very near. Lord, do then grant thy blessing, and our brethren here that hold office, undertake for them and help them in all their responsibilities. Help them to cast all upon thee, who art the great burden bearer. We pray that thou wilt grant a godly, gracious increase, and indeed grant that it may be our many sinners round to come and fill the place. Who they are, where they are, we know not, but thou knowest. The foundation of God stands sure, the Lord knoweth them that are his. To then pluck out that right hand out of thy bosom and work salvation in their midst. Lord, and hear prayer. Lord, for prodigals, those have left and forsaken the house of God. Sadly, Lord, we all seem to have them somewhere in our family circles. We do pray that thou would have mercy upon them. Oh, and thou cause them to return. They may hear thy voice. It may be something brought to their remembrance of when they did attend the house of God. A word spoken, or that it may germinate and bring forth that fruit then to thy glory and praise. Lord, then do help us to commit all these things into thy hand. We do pray for those that walk in bereavement's path. Comfort their hearts, graciously support, uphold and strengthen, we pray, here and elsewhere, Lord, to undertake for them. Those who expect to stand around a grave in a few days, if thy will. We ask, Lord, that thou remember, comfort each and all that mourn. Be with the widows and the widowers. Be with those who have lost near and dear ones, mother, father, brother, sister, child, grandchild, grandchild, lost grandparent. Lord, do graciously help each and all, we pray thee. Do then abundantly bless. And then there's the sick and the afflicted. We would not forget, Lord, nor leave them out. Lord, and many whom thou lovest are sick. We do pray that thou put thy healing hand and do bless means used to their restoration to health and strength. Sometimes it means undergoing the surgeon's hand. Other times it means some form of treatment. Lord, but whatever, we do pray thou bless the means used of those things that are done to them and for them. And under thy hand, thy blessing, they may be restored. Pray that remember then each and all. Our Lord, we were going to say, remember the dying. Lord, we're all dying. We're all drawing near to the end. But it would appear that there's some nearer to eternity than others. Lord, do draw near, do abundantly bless. Grant sweet tokens of love and of mercy unto each and unto all of thy people. Then, dear Lord, do hear us. We pray that remember others. Some, Lord, may be here, we don't know. They may have some great difficulties, and they don't know what to do, which way to go, how to turn, how to cope. Lord, do help them to cast all their care upon thee. And oh, that they may prove that thou art that prayer hearing and prayer answering God. That one that's able to make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, that was so clear with thy children coming out of Egypt. There was the Red Sea, but thou didst make a way. Then, Lord, do help us commit all into thy hand. Again, we pray for the nations of the earth, bring peace in the troubled areas of this world where there's war and bloodshed. Remember thy people that are persecuted, undertake for them, graciously help and uphold our nation also, govern those that govern us, lead and guide those, Lord, that responsible for the government of this our land. Oh, and we pray that thou not let them have their own way. Lord, we do then help us to commit all these things into thy hand. Accept our humble thanks for all the kindness, all the mercy, favour, blessings bestowed, our daily needs abundantly supplied, health and strength, and the many comforts we have and receive, many good things in our lives. We do thank thee for them, our Lord, but we do thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for Jesus Christ, thy beloved Son. As Paul says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Then, Lord, do help us. Lord, we're only a poor man, but we need thy help. We need thee to fulfil that blessed promise that he stands by the right hand of the poor. Stand by us. Stand with us. Be our helper. Lord, do prompt. Oh, that we may know, Lord, then the outpouring of thy blessed Spirit. There may be a word in season. Lord, a portion for 7 and also for 8, so that none are sent empty away. Lord, do then help us. We desire to fall into thy hand. Come then now. Fulfill thy word and thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. We pray, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 393. A crumb of mercy, Lord, I crave, unworthy to be fed with dainties such as angels have, or with the children's bread. Hymn 393.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17. And I'll read verses 5, 6, and 7. Matthew 17, verse 5, 6, 7. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, be not afraid. Matthew 17, verses 5, 6, and 7. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. It is worth us looking just at the corresponding chapter in Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, and the verses there that read, like this, verse 34, while he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. When the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close and told no man in those days any of the things which they had seen. This chapter, these verses here, this wonderful transfiguration of Christ that these three favored disciples had received. Christ transfigured before them. I think it Mark's Gospel tells us that it says here, his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. It was undoubtedly a most wonderful revelation. Yes, a glorified Christ. You read again in the book of the Revelation in the first chapter there. John, same John. Yes, he had seen Christ before, but again, he falls down as dead. Oh, the revelation of Christ. While he yet spake, that is Peter. Peter's just said about making three tabernacles. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And as Luke then tells us, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. But, dear soul, note this. It reads here, a bright cloud. We've seen clouds in the sky today. They've been bright clouds. They've not been those heavy, depressing clouds. They had not been those clouds that break forth in thunder and lightning. And it's all in this here. And it may be someone in here tonight. Fears as they enter into a cloud. Fear as you enter into this cloud. But here's all this. Why is sweet, blessed, divine instruction? This is the way, walk ye in it. Thou shalt hear a voice behind thee saying, this is the way. Yet walk ye in it, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. But what also struck me was this. Behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. Why? It struck me like this. Why, the last tremendous day, when this world will be rolled together as a scroll. Paul speaks of it here in the epistle to the Thessalonians, and Peter also speaks of it in his epistle as well, does he not? Why, here. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which remain, and we which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Well, we don't know what a day nor an hour may bring forth. We know and we believe that the end of all things draws nigh. But how near that tremendous day is, we know not. That day is known unto God the Father only. But what a mercy, a bright cloud overshadowed them. They, and God's dear people, yes, that meet the Lord in the air. They will, in effect, will they not, hear this voice, arise and be not afraid. Arise and be not afraid. Yes, your redemption draweth nigh. A bright cloud overshadowed them. Yes, but to go back to perhaps some poor soul in some trouble or trial, this cloud. This, it may be, you've entered into this cloud today. I draw this bow at a venture, but it may be you've entered into this cloud today. Oh, and there's, you feel, you tremble, yes. You tremble. Yes, you're like, very much like dear Daniel. Yes, how similar these two instances are here in the Word of God. They're here where Jesus then is transfigured on the mountain, and here where dear Daniel is. Why, when the Lord spoke to him, why, he fell, as it were, in a deep sleep on his face toward the ground. Yes, and having fallen to the ground, behold, an hand touched me. It was a hand that touched. It was a loving hand. And why, here where the dear Lord Jesus, it reads here, he came and touched them. You know, the dear Lord, why, he indeed does a touch, does he not? Why, he touched the leper and he was healed. He touched the woman, Peter's mother or mother-in-law, but she had a fever. He touched and she was healed. There was the blind men. He touched their eyes. There was the blind Bartimaeus was one of them, wasn't he? Yes, and there was the dumb, and he touched their mouth. And all these, why, there was this physical healing of their infirmities. But these all, here is something very, very profound, very, very deep. When, you see, the Lord touched, and he bids his disciples, arise and be not afraid. And here in the book of Daniel, and behold, an hand touched me, set me on my knees, the palms of my hands. And again, why, Daniel, greatly beloved, the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Yes, and you say, we may stand trembling, but dear soul, you see, the hand of the Lord strengthens, and we stand trembling before him. But dear soul, Daniel was not condemned. Daniel had been confessing his sin and his iniquity, and the sin and iniquity of the people. But, oh, how the Lord graciously blessed him. Yes. Why, and he touched him, and he said unto me, fear not, Daniel. Fear not, Daniel. Oh, one of these blessed fear nots, but can we put it like this, a fear not clothed with divine power and unction. A fear not that lifts us up. A fear not that strengthens us. Yes, for the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Fear not, Daniel. From the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy word. saying, why, when he had spoken to him, he says that his words, I set my face toward the ground and I became dumb. Dear soul, is that how you feel tonight? Yes. Oh, to stand before the mighty, divine, holy majesty, the glory of Christ. He that is clothed in white raiment, his face that shines as the sun, and he stands there, is dumb. Behold, and behold, something amazing happened. And yes, dear soul, and it does still amazingly happen to poor sinners. There was, I think, the dear woman that was taken in that sinful act that was brought to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why, when the accusers have all gone, Jesus stands there. Ah, yes, she stood there, as we might say, as dumb. She only spoke when the Lord spoke to her, and she answered honestly. That no man condemn thee, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth, yes, and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision of my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. But you see, it is, oh, there's this yet to come. O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee, be strong, yea, be strong. Now, I don't know why I've been drawn so much to this account in Daniel. It wasn't my intention, but O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee. Yes, oh, has there been this in your life today? Where you, as it were, stood before the Lord. Yeah. And you've been like Daniel, dumb. Guilty. But you say, Daniel has come, has he not, with confession of sin. Earlier in the book, it reads about it. It reads about it here in this chapter also, doesn't it? Yeah. And dear soul, and earlier in your life, past day, past week, past few weeks, past few months, has there been this standing, as it were, before the Lord? Guilty. Yes, but guilty, but with godly sorrow in the heart. I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. The Lord says this, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There came a voice. Yes. again. Then came there again and touched me, one like unto the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me. He touched me and he strengthened me. O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. You know, you can't help, or I cannot help, thinking of the words of the dear Lord Jesus Christ that are recorded there in John 14. And verse 27, peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. See, there's this blessed, gracious, God-given, heavenly, the words of Christ, assurance. There was this assurance given here to God's servant Daniel. There was the words of assurance given to the dear woman that we've mentioned. Oh, and may faith be given and granted to you and I tonight, dear soul, to receive these words as from Christ. Peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. Peace be unto thee. Peace I leave with you. Why, dear soul, undoubtedly, then you've been praying that you might hear the words of pardon of your sin and your iniquity. Well, dear soul, if the Lord seal home into your poor heart tonight those blessed words there then in Daniel. Peace be unto thee. See, it's fear not. It's fear not. It's accompanied with a fear not. Peace be unto thee. My mind has just gone here to Isaiah 43. It speaks here of the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel. He that created thee, O Jacob. Well, indeed, the Lord created Jacob in the womb of his mother. But then, he that formed thee, O Israel. We read it, I believe, on Sunday. Yes, that thy name shall be no more called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast power with God, and hast prevailed. What a path, dear Jacob had to walk through. Yes, but he knew this, the same as Daniel knew. Daniel had prayed for his own sin and the sins of the people, of his people. Jacob prays for himself. He wrestles there with a man until the breaking of the day. And the Lord says to him there, does he not? Let me go, for the day breaketh. No, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. What is thy name? My name is Jacob. Yes. The supplanter. The deceiver. So he confesses before the Lord, and he blessed him there. He blessed him there. And dear soul, And it may be so, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless some poor soul here tonight. Fear not, peace be unto thee, be strong, yea, be strong. It touched me. See, and this touch, in the book of the Revelation, where the Lord touches John, his dear the servant, why, how it reads, this whole is like this. See, he'd seen a mighty vision. And he'd heard a voice. See, he'd heard a voice. I'm Alpha and Omega, the first, the last. What thou seest, write in a book to the seven churches. But earlier, why, he heard this. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. When John saw, why, this one revealed unto him the vision of the glorified Christ, here in Revelation 1, why his head, feet, and why the right hand, the seven stars, the two-edged sword, the countenance, it was as the sun that shineth in his strength, the same as he saw there on the mountain. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. So, return here to what we were saying here about Isaiah 43, Jacob. Fear not. He that formed thou Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. By covenant transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. Yes, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. I fear not, for I have redeemed. Say John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Yes, dear soul, you're redeemed, being redeemed. Redeemed with the precious blood of the Saviour, the glorious Redeemer, who has paid the price of the redemption of the souls of his people with his blood. And oh, that dear soul, that you and I, this evening, may feel that we're found, yes, redeemed with and by his own precious blood. Peace. Here then, dear Daniel, has spoken unto him. Peace, greatly beloved. And Jesus, having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. Greatly beloved. Fear not, peace be unto thee. Oh, what a word. for a poor, poor sinner. Peace by his cross that Jesus made, the church's everlasting head. Yes, that Prince of Glory. The Prince. Well, you read here in Isaiah the birth of the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Why, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Yes, peace wrought out by his own blessed, glorious sacrifice on Calvary's cross. Well, we gave out these verses here, but you see, this voice, there was this bright cloud that overshadowed them, and there was this voice that came out of the cloud. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Yes, dear soul. God the Father, the Lord of life and glory, heaven, yes, speaks. Yes, that these disciples might hear. And that these things should be recorded in the holy scriptures of truth for your benefit and mine. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Why, these words seem to come to one's mind, what you read here in the beginning of the epistle to the Hebrews. Why, the dear apostle writes to us this, does he not? Yes. For thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he hath put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Well, dear soul, there's amazing grace, that he should taste death for every man. He put everything under his feet. We see Jesus that suffered, bled and died. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Why, the dear Lord Jesus says this, does he not? That I came not to do mine own will, but the will of my Father which sent me. And dear soul, you see, hear ye him, is the exhortation from heaven. From heaven, hear ye him. Hear the words of the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. All that the Father give me shall come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Fear ye not. Peace I leave with you. Hear ye him. The disciples in John 13, at the close of it, are very troubled. because Jesus has said to them that he's going away, and whether he's going, they cannot come. Well, but he opens chapter 14 with those sweet, blessed, gracious, lovely words. Yes. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. And receive you unto myself. Ah, dear soul. You say, it'd be like Daniel. Fear not, O man greatly beloved, O woman greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto you. It'll be this, will it not? Enter thou in to the joy of thy Lord. Yes, you see, again here, these disciples, they also fell on their face. Why? And you see, there is a holy, sacred, solemn awe of the presence of Christ. There's a sacred, solemn awe. It may be not everyone here has experienced it. Maybe some have. Yes. Oh, the sacredness, the solemnity, you say, the majesty, his power, his dominion. And you and I, dear soul, as poor, insignificant worms of the earth. What am I and where am I? And yet, dear soul, hear ye him. I came to seek and to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We sung that hymn a moment ago. The woman, Lord, help me. The truth, Lord, the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Yes. But dear soul, you see, why there's this. When, dear soul, you and I come there. Why? But there's this sacred, solemn awe. Fall down at his feet. Put our mouth in the dust. If so be, there may be hope. But you know, dear soul, you read this in Lamentations chapter 3 towards the end. But thou, Lord, hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Jesus is full of all compassion. Full of all compassion. But as the dear hymn writer say to us here, I think it's number 120. The dear hymn writer says this to us, yet we joy, we meditate the grace of our high priest above. His heart is made of tenderness, his bowels melt with love. touched with the sympathy within. He knows our feeble frame. He knows what sore temptations mean, but he has felt the same. Touched with the sympathy within. He came. He saw the disciples. You know, some people might say, well, they needn't have feared. True. But when you and I, this all come into these spots and these places, you can't help but fear. Because we don't know the outcome. There is divine majesty in all his glory. What will he do? Fell at his feet as dead. But he laid, I love that there in Revelation 1, but he laid his right hand upon me. Why, sometimes you and I, we may be found in some deep trouble, trial, sorrow. And a good friend, or even one's husband or one's wife, they come along and stand beside us and they put their right hand on your right shoulder. You know, stand to your left. They put their right hand on your right shoulder. They may not say a word. But oh, what is conveyed? But dear soul, what is conveyed here? When the Lord came and touched them. Ah, dear soul, and he didn't just touch them. He said, arise. And be not afraid. Thy dust he'll raise, and glory he'll give, and I to his praise in heaven shall live, and there he'll deliver my soul from fear, and to me forever the Lord will appear. Tis all. You enter this cloud. What does William Cowper say? The cloud she so much dread. I'll be with mercy and she'll break in blessings on your head. What I do now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Dear soul, there is going to be an hereafter. And this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. They heard it. They fell on their face. They're afraid. You know, not the first time they were afraid, were they? But yes, there was the occasion when they was in the boat and it was beginning to sink. Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and he stilled the waves. Peace, be still. And there was a great calm. And then he said to them, O ye of little faith. He didn't say to them here, O ye of little faith. He said, be not afraid. Be not afraid. Yes, dear child, 'tis Jesus, your master's son,
bids you, undismayed, go on. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Wheatley will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Sayers on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 737. Gracious Lord, incline thy ear, my requests vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never ceasing cry, give me Christ or else I die. Hymn 737.
Thank you.
bless thine own word, spoken in much felt weakness and poverty. But Lord, we do beg that thou wilt own and bless for thine own great name's sake. We pray, dear Lord, thou be then with this people still, and do go before them and undertake for them. And Lord, and if it please you to spare us, may we yet come again and meet with them, and minister thy word in thy name, to thy praise and thy glory. Now take us each home to respective places of abode in peace and safety, and now may the grace, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.